إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, yesterday one of my friends, alhamdulillah, very good Muslim, mashallah, prays 5 times a day in the masjid. He came to consult me with regard to his career and so on. And he said to me, I am unsuccessful. So what must I do? So he says to me, I am unsuccessful, so what should I do? So I had a big laugh. So he looked very, maybe he was upset, but he didn't show that. But he definitely looked at me peculiarly, because here he is telling me that he is unsuccessful and I am laughing. So I told him, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's definition of success? وَمَنْ زُخْزِعَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who has been freed from the hellfire and who has entered Jannah, only that person is successful. Faqad faz. Allah did not say that person is also successful, meaning there is also somebody else who is successful. No, Allah says only faqad faz, only that person is successful. And then to reinforce this point, Allah said, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. Verily, this whole life of this world is only a figment of the imagination. It's only a deception. So here is a person who is praying 5 times a day in the masjid and he says, I am unsuccessful. So I had a big laugh, because Rasulullah ﷺ said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's a hadith of Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that the one who prays the 5 fard salawat at their correct time. Yeah, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though it is fard on the Muslim to pray the salah in the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put praying in the masjid as a shart. Because maybe for some reason you are in the shop, you are somewhere and you are unable to get to the masjid, but still you are praying the fard salah on time in your shop, in your home. You are not praying in the home or in the shop because out of choice, not because you don't want to go to the masjid. You would like to go, but for some reason you are unable to go. So, but you are still praying on time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah says, the one who prays the 5 fard salawat on time, it is my responsibility to forgive him and enter him into Jannah. Okay? Allah, see the wording of the hadith. Allah is not saying, I will give you. No, Allah says, it is my responsibility to forgive him and enter him into Jannah. And the one who does not do so, I may forgive him or I may not forgive him. Now, we are not talking about somebody who leaves the salah. We are saying somebody doesn't pray on time, he delays it and so on and so on. Leave that aside. My point is, here is somebody who is not only praying the 5 fard salawat on time, but the man is praying in the masjid. But he feels about himself, I am not successful. What does it tell you? It tells you that we have not understood the definition of success. And we have fallen into the trap which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved us from by saying, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. When Allah said this dunya is deception, we have taken this dunya as real. So therefore, we look around ourselves and we say, oh my God, somebody has got this fantastic car, somebody has got this fantastic house, somebody has got this, you know, this, that and so on, and somebody is showing off his wealth in this way and somebody is showing off his wealth in that way, and I am unable to do all of this, therefore I am unsuccessful. So what does it tell us? It tells us that we have to straighten our focus, straighten our criteria, right? Criterion of success is what? Is forgiveness by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ زُهْزِيَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَاسْ. Nowadays exams are going on here in India for these children, you know, 10th class and 12th class and whatnot. So supposing you have your son or your daughter who is supposed to be sitting for their that final board exam, and tomorrow the exam is mathematics, and you come in the evening and you are checking on them, are you studying? Yes, I'm studying. What are you studying? I'm studying history. Huh? What will you say? You say, have you gone mad? Are you crazy? Are you mad? Are you insane? What's wrong with you? The child tells you, history padna haram hai kya? Huh? It is my subject. Is it haram to study history? Say, boss, it is not haram to study history, but the exam is not a history exam. The history exam is a mathematics exam. So if you have not prepared for the mathematics exam and you are the greatest historian in the world, I am sorry, that math exam you are going to fail. The fact that you have memorized every history book in the world will not save your life in the math exam, because the math exam is math, it is not history. So what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, criterion of success? We get sidetracked, we get, you know. Genghis Khan ruled over a kingdom of 13 million square miles. We are not talking about acres and hectares anymore. And where does it end? Tell me. Where does it end? Genghis Khan died, they buried him. Today they don't even know where the qabar is. They do not even know where the grave is. More than likely, I mean, I don't think it's an exaggeration to say he was the greatest king that ever lived. I'm not saying the nicest man or something. I mean, he's the greatest in terms of the area that he owned and controlled. Absolute monarch. Word is law. Power of life and death in his hand, so to speak. They do not even know where his grave is. So what are we chasing? As far as this dunya is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِنَّا رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to these people, my Rabb is the one who gives risk, who expands the provision, or who constricts it as he wishes. But most people do not know. وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَّا يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily, if I increase the provision for my slaves, لِعِبَادِهِ, for his slaves, لَبَغَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ, the lamb of emphasis, verily and truly, they will rebel on the earth. They will go into excess. They will do all kinds of nonsense. If I give them the wealth, they will do all this. وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَّا يَشَاءُ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down risk in due proportion. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restricts our risk, make two rakat of salah and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, you did not give me in excess. Because if you had given me in excess, I would have done excess, and then I would have had my neck in a noose before you on the day of judgment. Look around us, and isn't that what is happening? The vast majority, if not all, the people who are falling into excess, who are doing israf, who are indulging in open haram, are doing it only one for one reason, because they have excess cash. Nothing else. The same people, if they did not have that money, if they had to go and, you know, take a cloth on their back and sell bananas or sell cloth on the street, they would not have either the time or the money to do all this. They would have led decent lives and they would have gone, inshallah, to Jannah. Whereas today, because the wealth is there, All kinds of shaitan comes and tells you, why not this, why not that, do this, do that, go here, go there. And the usual excuse, sab kar rahe na, everybody is doing. So everybody goes to Jahannam, you also go to Jahannam. I remind myself in you, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the state that Allah has kept you in. Allah knows who is good in which situation. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Every condition. Inshallah, biznillahi ta'ala, if Allah gives tawfiq, tomorrow we talk more about this issue of risk and so on. But for today, let us correct our criterion of success. What is success? Success is forgiveness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. Khalas. There is no other mi'ar. There is no other criterion of success. If anyone thinks that he can be successful without the forgiveness of Allah, but something else, then you are looking at a person who is insane. Simple as that. So let us check our sanity. And let us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us Iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the tawfiq to obey Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all the weaknesses in disobedience. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all the, our forgetfulness in disobedience. And wherever we go astray, we ask Allah to forgive us because we are not doing this out of rebellion. We are doing this because we are weak and we are, our memory is short and so on and so forth. We ask Allah to forgive all that and to give us Jannah, inshaAllah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.